Another little soul. Such a sad, sad soul. Who has lived such a sad life. I see everything. I know everything. You can't hide anything from me. The look in your eyes won't hide all the sins you have committed. So tell me, why should you go to heaven? Do you deserve to be here? Tell me why then. I want to hear your reasoning. And the Book of Life itself will tell me if it's true or not. Interesting. Well, I already know the truth. I see it in your soul. Your soul screams out to me, telling me every single detail of your life. What a tragic story. It almost makes me feel remorse and sadness. Anyways, you seem to be telling the truth. How interesting. Many lies have been told today. Those with large egos actually think that I will fall for their little lies. Who do they think I am? One of them? My mind is way more complex than any mortal living on Earth. And those that are here. Even in the afterlife, people choose to lie. Old habits never die, huh? Now, since you are truthful to me, I will grant you the way to heaven. However, it is not an easy process. Oh, don't you worry yourself. I will guide you throughout the process. Save your questions for after everything is done. For when you reach your destination, every single question you had in life will be answered. Now, follow me. The beginning of this process is quite interesting. These hallways hold all your past memories, so you can see everything that you have done. I must say, for an average human, it is quite sad. Oh, don't you worry yourself. I have seen worse. What an interesting memory. I assume this was when you were little? How innocent. Anyways, let us continue. Oh, that? This memory of yours, it seems to be when you fell in love with someone. Was this a bad memory, or a good one? 'Cause if it pains you so, I can do you a great favor and erase it from your mind. It is up to you. No need to rush. You can give me your answer later. Anyways, let us continue. This next hallway, show us all of the ones that loved you. Family, friends, past lovers, even pets. I understand this process is very painful, but you must understand, this is what it takes to enter the glorious world of God Himself. And just know, these people loved you, and they still do. They love you so much and miss you. Listen, be thankful for the ones here. I have guided many individuals where they had no one. This hallway was blank for them. Imagine what they went through. Dying alone is something that no one wants to face. Now with that taken care of, let us continue. Do you need a moment? No, don't worry about me. I only have time. Take all the time you need, little one. I understand this process is quite difficult. But I can assure you, at the end of the road, it is worth it. These memories may be a blessing or a curse. That is all up to you to decide. Here, let me carry you. Do you underestimate me? Here. There you are. I'll carry you the rest of the way. Oh, don't be ashamed of yourself. It is fine. Majority of those who come here need to be carried by me. So you're not alone. Now, for this next hallway, it shows all your accomplishments. I must say, despite your sad life, you have accomplished quite a lot. Look at that. A gallery filled to the brim. I believe this is the most I've ever seen. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of you and your life. You may not be physically alive anymore, but your legacy still is. What do you mean? You are telling me that you are not acknowledged with all these accomplishments? Please. I have met supposed celebrities, and their gallery was nearly half empty. So please, don't be ashamed of yourself. First and foremost, you're going to heaven. And secondly, just look at it. It's moving art, showing everything you've done in your life. Life is very short, and the fact that you managed to complete so much shows everything about you. I must say, I really have underestimated you. If I ever was mean or rude, I apologize. Now, for the final stage. This was your last moment in life. Moments before you left the physical realm. How interesting. It seems oddly peaceful. Well, that is a good thing. Death has such a bad connotation, but I must tell you, it is not as bad as it seems. Yes, I understand death is very upsetting, but you can finally rest. Death is not separation, it's rest. And here you are, at the final step before you enter eternity. This is what they truly mean when they say, rest in peace. You have gone through so many trials, accomplished so much, and here you are, finally, to rest in peace. It's your time. Once you go through those doors, you have finally started your rest. At last. It's here. Now go and rest in peace.